This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality in early July issued a $516,000 penalty against Luke Ployhar and Owen Voigt and their mining companies for alleged illegal exploration at the Zortman-Landusky Reclamation Area located in the Little Rocky Mountains south of the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality described the alleged activity as a violation of major gravity that has compromised reclamation work at the site and represents a risk of acid rock drainage. Agency officials said satellite imaging revealed that the alleged exploration activity occurred before September 20th of last year. Exploration mining is ground and underground work done by miners to determine whether there are sufficient minerals to support mining operations. It generally involves excavating trenches and analyzing rock in a lab to determine the minerals in the rock. The danger is that the exploration activity has ruined reclamation of the Zortman-Landusky site. A lot of work goes into reclaiming a mining site, and that work can be aggravated by alleged exploration mining. Since 2020, Ployhar and Voigt have applied three times for an exploration license in the area. DEQ approved their first application in February 2021, but Ployhar and Voigt failed to post the required reclamation bond. Reclamation bonds offer a financial guarantee that land being disturbed for mining will be returned to its original condition or to an acceptable condition agreed upon by a government agency and the mining operator. Ployhar and Voigt's subsequent mining applications are not approved, but they disrupted the reclaimed mining site anyway. Now the DEQ has penalized Ployhar and Voigt for alleged illegal mining exploration at the reclamation site. In a victory for tribes and conservation groups, the DEQ also ordered Ployhar and Voigt and their companies to halt exploration and mining activities until an appropriate permit has been issued, a reclamation bond has been filed, and the penalty has been paid. DEQ said in a statement, "Each day that the sites remain unreclaimed is another day that infiltration impacts and acid rock drainage are heightened." The defunct Zortman-Landusky mine was the site of a former cyanide heap leach gold mine called Pegasus Gold. Pegasus went bankrupt and abandoned the area in 1999, prompting the DEQ and the U.S. Bureau of Land Management to take over reclamation and water treatment at the site. In 2004, the site was placed under the Federal Superfund Authority due to the public health risk and environmental impacts of acid mine drainage. An estimated $80 to $85 million in state and federal funds have been spent on reclamation to date, and more must be spent. Zortman-Landusky was a gold mine, and the base rock often contains sulfides in the rock. When sulfides are dug up and exposed to air and water, they react to form sulfuric acid. When the acid interacts with other metals in surrounding rock, the combination is referred to as acid rock drainage or acid mine drainage. The Fort Belknap Indian Reservation is located downstream of the mine, and for people who live there, the acid drainage presents harmful public health and safety risks. The acid drainage has contaminated both surface and groundwater in the area, which includes lands and waters of the Fort Belknap Indian community. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has closed all access to a section of Yellowstone River near Livingston due to bridge damage. The Yellowstone River from the Mayor's Landing Fishing Access Site, or FAS, to the Sheep Mountain FAS is closed to all recreation because the railway bridge near U.S. Highway 89 that crosses the Yellowstone east of Livingston is dangerously close to falling into the water. The closed stretch of the river is about an 8-mile-long section and includes the Highway 89 bridge FAS. Mayor's Landing FAS will remain open for takeout access for river users, and Sheep Mountain will remain open for launching. The closure will remain in effect until the safety issues are resolved. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.